What's up, Winnipeg? You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight.
Okay, let's party.
Yo, good morning. Looking at the Treaty 1 territory in the heart of downtown Winnipeg, this is the Medicine Wheel of Music. Lado, Anishinaabe, Cree, Oja Cree, Lakota, Dakota, Dene, and of course, homeland of the Red River Métis. Thank you very much for joining us today, this lovely Sunday morning. Of course, I'm Jesse James, and alongside me, we got Certified Lover Boys to my left. Your number one son, godson, in fact, Tony Cini.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, yo, and he is just, he didn't come out with any energy at all.
Certified boy lovers, let's go, baby.
Wack, wack, absolutely. Wack, wack.
Number then, one.
Wack, wack. And then you got Housey Stacks. I don't know whose son. I'm back, baby.
Who knows whose son he is?
The devil's favorite son. You know?
Favorite demon. Welcome back, my boy.
It's my flu game. You know, I'm not 100%, but I'm going to come out and just deliver the goods.
Where's your mask?
Yo, dude.
You want a mask, eh?
I want that Fauci mask.
Yeah. Punch you right in your snout. How about I punch you in the snout?
Did you get your booster yet?
Yeah, my booster seat, maybe.
Okay, all right.
You know what?
Let's talk about the big things then,
dude,
all right?
Dude, I had no idea that Len made other music.
Yes,
you
dude.
Are you kidding me, bro?
I had no idea that there was...
Don't Stop the Bum Rush. This is from the album, Don't Stop the Bum Rush.
And that album has the song, right?
It has the song, plus the song, yes. A plethora of other terrific tracks.
I've never actually got into them.
Dude, like, you're missing out, man.
Should I get into them now?
You should get into
It's worth something. A shot.
Yeah, okay.
It's worth a shot. There's some stuff there.
Okay, let's talk about shots then.
Okay.
What kind, baby? The kind that stop your heart.
Oh.
Boosts.
Back shots.
No, let's go.
Favorite back shot, go. All right. Never mind.
Housey back shots is back, baby.
Housey backboards. Let's go.
All right, we got a great show for everyone today. Obviously, the energy is a little bit high, too high.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, let's bring it down a little bit.
Let's tone it down a little bit.
Bring it down a little bit. We got some Dom Numero coming up today.
Ooh.
We're going to play a little bit of an EP that he just put out recently called Broken Record, I believe. I think we're going to switch it up throughout the show as well. I've been kind of in a metal kick lately. Dustin sent me some stuff not too long ago, and it was dwarf metal. Dwarf metal. Okay. And I'll say it confidently because there's some people out there that may be misrepresented in that.
Of course it has to be something like that.
It's got
to
be off-kilter.
You know what I mean?
Like it can't just be metal.
Dusty just can't listen to something that's just metal, thrash metal. No.
No.
It has to be, what is it, midget metal?
No, you're saying it wrong.
Little people metal.
Little people metal.
I don't even know if they like dwarf. I guess you're right. Little people metal.
Yeah.
Little people metal. Little metal.
I'm not saying that I'm playing that.
It's called Little
but
Metal.
He sent me a video of that, and then it got me thinking. It put me all the way to Reddit, and I was looking up threads of different types of metal that are around the world, right? Subgenres of metal that we don't really know about, and there is a ridiculous amount.
You're going to educate us today a little bit?
We will eventually. I'll educate a little bit, but maybe we'll go into a little bit of Black Braid later on is what I'm kind of segueing into. Black Braid, indigenous fella who does the old metal.
I think we might have played them before.
Absolutely.
That sounds familiar.
We definitely have. Yeah. But I think we only played one of their albums. I think there's a couple albums out of that guy. So maybe we'll take a little snippets of that. Plus, you are brand new to the Len scene. So, there's no... Why would I not play Len?
You got to play a little bit of Len.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those like casual Len fans.
Loses.
You know what I mean? Like I like that one song that they had there.
I like Girls. You know, I grew up. I had a TV.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I'm really interested in like really getting into the Len scene because I know it's a pretty underground community.
There's about seven of us.
Yeah. And, I mean, I looked at the Len Spotify page and it said it's 7 monthly listeners.
Yeah. Where you look at that? Two of them right here.
All located in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm telling you, man. I thought about it as I made that snippet and everything. I was like, if I ran into Len, what would I do? You know? And I think I would be, I'd be not starstruck, but I'd definitely be like, yo, can I get a picture? Maybe an autograph.
Can you sign
it? Because I mean, it'd really be for me and my two cousins to be like, dude, look who I was with. Nobody else would give a shnikes. You know what I mean?
Right? I don't even think you would recognize Len.
That's the other thing. They could be eating in a food court. Yeah. I could be passing them at like famous walk, man. And there they are. You wouldn't know it was Len.
Right past it in City Place. They're just sitting there.
I know. Yeah. But like, you know, if you heard that voice. I know. I ordered 2 sides. I go, okay, buddy, that's them.
Wait, there's only one guy.
That's them, bro.
You ever notice how like in the music video of their song there, the big one,
Steal
My Sunshine, that the
brother and sister.
The brother and sister are really close.
I thought they were
close dating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, what's wrong with that? Sorry?
What?
Anyways, we got a lot of great show. We got a good stuff coming up today. Black Braid, like I said, we got Don Amaro. We got some metal. We got some Len. I got some weather for you coming up later on. Some controversial topics will be talked about today.
Speaking of controversial, I'm going to tell you guys right now, abolish daylight savings.
Yes, agreed.
God.
What's the point of this?
It's literally only 9 o'clock right now, according to that clock up there, because they won't change it yet.
That's right.
And I forgot all about it last night when I was playing games. And right. I was like, oh, shoot, it's actually like 1 o'clock. It's not 12, you know what
I mean? That's right. All of a sudden it's 12, but it's 1. Yeah. Or it was 1, and all of a sudden your phone says 2. You're like, what the hell's going on?
We're in the future right now.
That's right. We're an hour ahead of our previous selves
playing games.
If you could like tell yourself something an hour behind, what would you tell them?
Ooh,
fix the clocks.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too sure, but yeah, 1 hour.
That's a deep question, dude. Yeah, okay. You're asking too many deep questions.
I'm not awake for this. I'm not ready for something like
you know that.
Think about that question, and
we'll come back after.
We'll get to that. We'll answer that question.
Call
at 11:55. Right?
Call in 774. What would you tell yourself?
And now your hour behind self.
Your hour behind self.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
All right, we want to hear some of the answers to
this. It's going to rain. That's great, man. That's great. You wasted it.
Dude, by the way, some of the stuff we can get into later on the show.
Yeah, controversial.
Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking controversy. That was a little bit controversial.
Absolutely, dude.
My goodness, that's
there's a lot on the docket for today. A
lot to unpack there, man.
So, you know what? Let's get music out of the way, basically.
Yeah. Might as well.
A little bit of music.
I guess that's what we do here, right?
And then we will eventually come back and just start yammering.
Yeah. Flapping gums.
Start yapping, baby.
Flapping lips.
Let's do that. All right. So this is what's up. Don Amaro.
Yeah.
Like I said, album is Broken Record Part 1.
Ooh.
Heart. So, I mean, it's probably got some deep feelings. Oh, yeah. It's probably in your feelings.
Stuff. It's got
one.
Stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it. What were you thinking?
What do you mean?
That's the song. Don Amaro. All
right.
Don Amaro, what were you thinking?
Do you want to know what I'm thinking
about?
I was going to say,
no, don't ask that.
Record Part 1.
just seen his eyes.
Here we go. You're listening to the Medicine Wheel of Music. Turn it up.
We're back.
All right, so what I'm thinking about is geopolitics.
What were you thinking when you put those stars up in the sky? A perfect backdrop for a perfect night. What were you thinking when you made the ocean meet the sand? I remember that beach where I first held her hand. What were you thinking? What were you thinking? I don't know how and I don't know why. It all just happened in the blink of an eye. I can't go back, but God, I wish I could. I stop that plane from leaving town. I wished you would have warned me it was going down. But here I am, I'm just saying. What were you thinking when you moved the earth and your hands made her? Did you know her fate and how much I hurt? What were you thinking when I held her close and we said goodbye? Did you know it then? It was our last time. I don't know how and I don't know why. It all just happened in the blink of an eye. I can't go back, but God, I wish I could. I'd stop that plane from leaving town. I wished you would have warned me it was going down. But here I am, I'm just saying. What were you thinking? What were you thinking? I don't know how and I don't know why. It all just happened in the blink of an eye. I can't go back, but God, I wish I could. I'd get on that plane, I'd go with her. I'd hold her hand while we leave this earth. But here I am, I'm just saying. Forgive me, God, it's you I'm blaming. What were you thinking? What were you thinking? Seem to listen to the ground beneath their feet, to the voices in the oceans, to the whispers in the trees. Now the water's rising, it's getting hard to breathe. I say it's not my problem, not my problem, till it's breaking over me. Time's up, break the glass. I hear the wall of the dam just cracked. Put your heart in the burlap sack. You better be ready, ready when the flood comes back. Walls are not the answer when the bottom's caving in. Tide won't stop coming. It's gonna be sink or swim. Ooh, waist deep in the water, there ain't no higher ground. Ooh, Lord, if we're still worth it, have mercy on us. You better Just cracked. Put your heart in a burlap sack. You better be ready. Time's up. Break the glass. I hear the wall of the dam just crack. It's a little too late to get your life on track. You better be ready. Ready when the flip comes. Time's up. Break the glass.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Just another early Monday morning. On my way to the same old grind, driving into town in the pouring rain. He was standing at the red light, just like every other day. I rolled my window down to ask his name. He said, I'm trying to get back home to Carolina. I just need enough to catch that southbound bus. I've been standing in the cold holding this sign up. He said, I'm begging and I hate it, but I'd sure appreciate it if you could spare a little change. Gave him all the money from the ashtray. I wished him well when the light turned green. And he said thanks and waved at me. That night, tucking in my children, was counting blessings in my life and said a prayer that he's all right. He said, I'm trying to get back home to Carolina. I just need enough to catch that southbound bus. I've been standing in the cold holding this sign up. He said, I'm begging and I hate it, but I'd sure appreciate it if you could spare a little change. It's so easy to get lost. He helped me remember what I forgot. I hope he's on his way back home to Carolina, that he found enough to catch that southbound bus, that he's not out in the cold holding his son up, on his way to a better place. I count my blessings every day, that I could spare a little. little change.
Welcome back.
Welcome
back to the Medicine Wheel. Hey ho. Put your hands up. Welcome back to the Medicine Wheel of Music. I'm Jesse. He's Tone. He's House.
Hello.
And we are here to entertain for the next hour and a hoof. You're listening to a little bit of Don Amaro. Broken record album, EP as a matter of fact, 6 songs, 20 minutes. Last song you heard was Tangled, Spare Change, Break the Glass, and then we kicked things off with, What Were You Thinking? And Tony was like, what? And I was like, you're an idiot. It's the song. Oh, God, dude.
He's not thinking
we are
anything,
having good though. Time over here in the old CKU Dub studio. I wish everyone was here. I wish all three listeners were here just partying in the studio.
It'd be
hey,
nuts.
If you want to hear a good track, 774-6877. Don't call. Tony isn't up for it. He is just stunned. Tony, you have anything to say at all?
I hate daylight savings, bro.
Oh, dude.
He can't get over it, man.
Dude, you've been talking about it the last 4 songs.
Did you know that daylight savings time around this time, like heart disease, like goes up by like 20% or something like that?
Is this factually correct?
Well, I can Google that.
Yeah. Let's Google it.
All right.
So well, it's associated with like an increase disease. Of like heart disease.
Something,
or heart
something increases. Well, what could it be, Tom? Daylight. What's your theory?
Yeah. What is your theory?
Well, because like everyone's awake earlier and the body doesn't really.
All right. 1 second, Tone.
Yeah.
Real quick. We don't really know the specific reason for increase in heart disease and stroke during the daylight saving time change, but it likely has something to do with the disruption of the body's internal clock or its circadian rhythm. Canadian rhythm, says Donald Lloyd Jones, MD, president of the American Heart Association.
Wow, so you're not kidding.
No, man. I'd seen that somewhere on TV or something.
So somebody out there might not wake up. Or if he does, clutching his chest her chest.
Look at the person beside you, if you're listening right now, and look at the person to your left and your right. There's a chance one in two of those people will be dead by the end of the day.
Because of daylight savings.
Daylight savings is to blame.
So what? Should we boycott this? Should we just keep our clocks where they are?
I say we storm something. Okay.
What do we storm? What do we storm exactly?
Like, Stormy Daniels.
Let me Google that real quick.
No, not on this computer.
All right. I like where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And I think we should storm something.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
But if I combine all that together, then there's no cohesive understanding of what's going on. Anyway, Don Amaro.
Right.
The artist that we are talking about. Winnipeg's own, as a matter of fact, Don Amaro. Canadian country folk singer and songwriter. I could talk a little bit about his albums here. No, don't worry about his albums. Well, that's about it, I guess. Prior to launching his career as a musician, Amaro worked at a hardwood flooring installer.
Nice.
And unsuccessfully tried out for the Canadian Idol in 2006.
I gave it a shot.
Released his debut CD, Change Your Life, in 2006 and left his flooring job in 2007. The album garnered 5 Aboriginal People's Choice Music Award nominations for Best New Artist, Songwriter, Folk or Acoustic CD, Album Cover, and Producer/Engineer. Way to just hit the ground running. Right?
That's kind of impressive.
Canadian Idol.
That's a lot to to follow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you that's your start, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do you get back to that? You've peaked.
Pretty much.
You've peaked.
Second
at that
album's your greatest hits.
Second album?
It's deepening. The same CD.
It's the same exactly.
Bonus track.
You could probably say that about Len, probably.
What?
You know what? I heard a Len song that I never heard on their first album. I didn't even know they made a second one.
Yeah.
And it was some feel-good, corny song, and I liked it, and I put it in my library. And then there'd be days it'd come on, and it was just an instant skip, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I was just tired of it. I was like, shut up,
you call
Len.
Yourself
like... Dude, I didn't take it off the list. It's still there. I was too tired of skipping it so much.
So I Googled Len discography, all right?
Here we go, baby.
Read a couple albums here. Superstar, 95.
Lots of bandwidth needed.
Get Your Legs Broke in 96.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then 99, You Can't Stop the Bum Rush.
This is what revolutionized music.
In itself, yeah. That's when it's... The Diary of a Madman is 2002, and that seems to be the last album that they put out.
And then they were wiped off the face of the earth.
That's a good way to end the 20th century, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With You Can't Stop the Bum Rush.
99. Right, man. Before Y2K, bro. They gave us that and said, we're out.
We're out of your piece.
And then they came back. Deuces. And no one remembered.
People also ask, you know that part of the Google searches?
Sure.
People also ask, is Len a one-hit wonder? Let's see what Google says. Len is often deemed a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, well,
outside Canada, Steal My Sunshine peaked within the top 10 of the charts in Australia, Canada, Ireland, Netherlands, United Kingdom, and the United States. That's undeniably superstardom right there.
Especially you getting into Netherlands, man.
You got to get Canada Walk of Fame.
It's hard to clean the Netherlands. Anyways, the meaning of Len Steal My Sunshine. Does anyone happen to have the meaning?
I know it's not for me. Mm-hmm.
Let's try over here. With a short sample from Andrea True Connection's More, 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 Steal My Sunshine became a sleeper hit in 99, causing Len to be considered a one-hit wonder. The song can be interpreted about depression and how other people can get you down.
That makes sense. You don't want your sunshine being stolen.
Yeah.
Right?
Speaking of sunshine, though, daylight savings.
No.
Getting started. My heart's already... I'm trying to be that one out of two people. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to be that one out of two.
Yeah,
people,
so he doesn't want to be.
And getting that breakfast baconator sandwich at Wendy's this morning definitely didn't help. So
yeah, it's kind of like you're cruising to that part.
Yeah,
you want to be.
I think I already stamped my first class ticket.
Wendy's breakfast though, is it good?
I've never had it like ever.
Yeah,
so
me neither.
So when I drove by it, because it was Amanda's at down at the Mid Victoria Inn.
Yeah,
and it's that Wendy's that's on Route 90 there, and so I was like, hey.
Let's check this out. Right?
I checked it out, and it's not too bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it beat an Egg McMuffin? And be serious.
It's too classic of Egg McMuffin.
Like a good Egg McMuffin.
So I would say that I probably like the bun at Wendy's better,
mm-hmm.
and the meat that comes with it a lot better.
Okay.
But the actual like egg and...
cheese?
The cheese, I'd probably prefer McDonald's.
Okay, so you'd have to get from both to make the super...
Yeah, make the...
Okay, a good one, a very good one.
Yeah, man. And then there's like other ones like breakfast, like...
burritos?
Burger King. Like, I've never actually had that one before.
I've seen Burger King, never really messed with it, though.
Yeah. And
you know what's sneaky good? Yeah. The A&W is pretty good, but they still do... They put it on like a sesame seed bun.
That's better.
You know?
I like the softer buns rather than the English muffins. I mean...
That's why I like the Wendy's bun, man, because it's just like as if it was fresh, dude.
Right.
Hmm. But really that thing is just completely genetically modified.
Yeah, it's shiny.
Out the wazoo, bro, you know what I mean? But it tastes good, though.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't tell me it doesn't taste good.
True that, dude. I love genetically modified things, man.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of genetically modification.
Uh-oh.
Don Amaro.
Don Amaro. I mean, I actually can segue into something. I wonder if we should do it now.
It's actually, I did want to say something about his name, Don Amaro. There's this movie I watched when I was like 20 years old or so. It was called Zeitgeist.
Oh, you ever heard of that one? Let me think. Okay. Yeah, I've seen it.
So there was one chapter on there where they're talking about like, you know, the globe pretty much becoming like one world thing.
And
there's like the African Union, there's the European Union, of course, and then there was also the North American Union that they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that the currency, one currency that they wanted to create on there was called the Amaro.
The Amaro.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now I'm listening.
So
the Mark Merrow. Nice.
The Mark Merrow dollar award.
Mark Merrow's on the front. On the 1, the 5, the 20.
Dude, I was like big into that movie.
It was crazy when I seen it too. And I was like, yo, this is wild.
Back when you could just find it on YouTube and YouTube was actually like, you know, about free speech and stuff.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Now if you tried to search it on YouTube, man, they'll give you like CNN stuff, you know?
What are you watching in there? That's what you'll get. You get a knock on the door. The CIA.
Oof.
The NSA. You know? NASA, everybody at your door saying, "Hey, what are you searching? Look at this keyword here. What is steel beams?
Let me just rear this horse back onto pasture.
Okay, yeah. So music.
I'm sorry. Rear this horse back.
Hey, Jess, what's going on, baby?
Don't worry about the music. All right, we're done Don Amaro stuff. All
Jess,
right. Genetically modified things. Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right. It's funny you mentioned that, my friend.
Oh.
Because I came across a couple little things this week, and I want to kind of put it past you guys a little bit, and maybe we can get our brains going.
Oof,
see what we're all thinking.
Tony's still sleeping, but okay.
Yeah, but let's try it out. Let's see what's happening. I mean, I came across a... let's talk about studies, all right?
Okay,
studies,
yeah.
Scientific studies.
Yes.
How do you guys feel about animals being used for studies?
It depends what kind of study.
Yeah, depends, yeah.
Fair enough. Absolutely. For, I don't know, something controversial like animal food. No, just joking. Obviously, you can use that.
Yeah.
How about cocaine?
Hey.
You're
going to
put animals on cocaine.
There's a movie about it already.
What's it called?
Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear, man.
Dude, I came across... I was searching... I think I told you guys about this. I was searching on Tubi, and I came across a movie called Meth Gator.
No, I never heard
of it. I didn't watch it, but the cover art looked really cool.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, this is... I put in my favorites, like my list. Like,
yeah.
I'll watch that eventually.
Yeah.
Meth Gator. I came across this thing not too long ago. It was a study that was done.
it's got to be synthetic cocaine.
Well,
right?
I think that's what's controversial. What
are you giving, like, a pig a straw?
Check this out. Controversial study shows rats prefer jazz to classical music when on drugs.
Hmm.
All right. Rats prefer the sound of silence to Beethoven, Miles Davis, except when they are on drugs. Then they prefer the jazz. Now, let me get into it a little bit. These are the results of a controversial... This is not a recent study, by the way. This is something that just came up on like Instagram, Puberty, and it's going back to an old study. 2011 study by the Albany Medical College in which scientists exposed 36 rats to a song by Beethoven, Für Elise, is that what you say?
Yeah.
And four, a brassy jazz standard by Miles Davis. The Rats overwhelmingly preferred Beethoven to Davis, but they liked silence best of all. Now, in the second part of the experiment, the Rats were given cocaine and played Miles Davis over a period of a few days. After that, the rodents preferred the jazz even after the drug was out of their system.
Oh, wow, really?
Hmm. The research, according to scientists, showed rats can be conditioned to like any music associated with their drug experience.
Oh. So we can get them liking Len.
So, I mean, the controversial... Yeah, yeah. The controversial part is like, what are we trying to figure out here with these studies, right?
I mean, at this point, yeah.
In the months of Albany's med papers were published, it attracted criticism from groups opposing animal testing, okay, which I understand, you know, stuff like this. Study actually made it to the top 10 list of most ridiculous research on animals of 2011. Now, that is something I will Google in a second or two.
Because what else was on that
list? What else is on that list?
But, and also, like, is there like a list of like 2012, 2013?
There's gotta be. There's gotta be. It's like the Razzies, you know, the top 10 worst studies of the year. You know, those are interesting.
We have topics for the next four shows. Yeah. All coming from
I want to know how they got these rats to do it. That's what I want to know, you know?
Here's how like that idea came across. Okay, these scientists were in a room. All I hear is, you know, it'd be crazy, man. We got these rats on coke, bro.
All you hear is... And they're like, rats. Yo, let's see if we can get some of these rats to do it.
They'll sniff anything.
Yeah, dude. Give them a straw. Let's get little rat straws. Right. Has anyone got a bill we could roll up for these rats,
Bill? Little rat bill?
Let's play some Marvin Gaye and see what happens. All right.
So here's how the Albany Medical College, here's how they defended the research, okay?
Yeah, let's hear it.
The defenders, which is aimed at understanding whether music can evoke drug cravings in animals. According to the authors, this study demonstrated that rats can be conditioned to like any music after its repeated association with a reward mechanism.
Right.
In this case, the stimulus of cocaine.
Yes. Yeah.
The ultimate goal, this is quote unquote, the ultimate goal of the research is to find medications that can help diminish a drug craving in humans. Eventually.
Right.
Says Jeffrey R. Gordon, sure. Spokesman for Albany Med.
Yeah, I'm so sure.
Top 10 list was made up of controversial research funded by the taxpayer money that appeared peer-reviewed journals in 2011, compiled in the defense of animals.
There it is. Probably also funded by the Clinton Foundation probably as well, if you ask me.
I want to become a scientist. Really? That's all I want to know. That's all I want
to
do now.
I wonder if they had come to any type of conclusion with this. I mean, this is 2011, and are they still trying to find medications that can help diminish the drug craving?
If these guys are considered scientists, then I am as well, because I was doing some pretty weird stuff to the mice at my mom's place when I was like 15 years old.
Dude, pretty weird is not enough detail. Tell me what you're doing to these mice. What? All right. So that is one of the topics of conversation I want to bring forth.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That's very interesting thing.
That was kinda, a big one there,
Jess. It piqued my interest. Yeah. This is another thing that came across. Scientists at Colossal Biosciences are working to revive the woolly mammoth by genetically modifying Asian elephants. All right?
Why?
Okay, what's an Asian elephant?
They're aiming for the first... Jesse, don't say it.
Elephant.
Elephant. Aiming for the first calf by 2028. They're aiming for the first calf by 2028. As proof of the concept, they created genetically modified woolly mice with traits.
Oh, again with the mice. It's always the mice.
The mice are always...
Goddamn mice alone.
They're always getting it, dude.
Yeah.
They created woolly mice with traits for cold tolerance, including thick woolly hair.
And then they gave him some cocaine. Holy jeez.
Big jackets and coke.
Any chance they get, buddy.
So with these scientists,
he's dressed like American gangster.
Yeah,
big,
bro.
Big jacket. A little bit of drug.
Yeah, let's do this.
The place that I was talking about, the Colossal Biosciences, they're actually all about... de-extinction.
Yeah, they want to bring things back.
That's what they're all about.
I think this is... You're trying to play God, and I don't like it. Because I've watched Jurassic Park enough to know Once you start bringing things back that were already gone,
it never ends well.
You know, it never ends well.
Yeah. The solution to de-extinction. That's what it says. Colossal Laboratories and Bioscience. A functional application of advanced gene editing technology aimed at rebuilding the DNA of lost megafauna, which is, I don't know, and other creatures that have measurably positive impact on our fragile ecosystem.
Well, what the hell did the woolly mammoth do that was so great for us, you know?
That's probably a great...
That's probably cool to look at, probably.
I mean, he was just a giant, hairy elephant.
Bring him back the woolly.
But
bring... You know what I mean?
What would you bring back?
You want to bring back something, man? Bring back disco, man. Disco is pretty hot, man.
I'm kind of with him here, you know?
Yeah. You want to de-extinct something, de-extinct disco, bro.
That's a great idea.
Some Bee Gees.
We need some scientists in Albany to figure something like that out.
And trust me, that disco will lead to cocaine.
Yeah, let's get those mice listening to some disco. You know,
I also heard this place is actually trying to bring back the Tasmanian tiger and the dodo bird as well.
I mean, the dodo bird's been the number one most extinct animal that I've ever been, like, you know.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone's told me about that since day one.
Don't they deserve it? Like, aren't they just dumb as hell?
He sounds like an idiot bird.
There's a reason why these things are extinct, right?
Right?
Because it's all about, like, the human and the world kind of evolving and everything, you know what I mean?
It's either we took something from them, like, oh, man, that's a beautiful beak.
Yeah.
You know, let's make beak soup from the dodo bird, so we just whack them all, you know? Or they just suck in their natural habitat and they get whacked off because, you know, they're trash.
Who's getting whacked off?
The dodo bird.
Right.
The dodo bird.
I mean, not like that.
Who's whacking off the dodo bird?
That's what the scientists are trying to do, man. First things first. Let's whack off these woolly mammoths.
I never trusted science, dude. I never really did.
These scientists are doing some weird stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
De-extinction. Wow. that's a couple little...
That's a little story that I want to bring forth.
Colossal Laboratories, de-extinct. They're all about these.
Where'd you find this, Jess? Like, how'd you find out about this thing?
What are you doing in your spare time?
Yeah, man.
It's one of my 61 open tabs right now.
61!
What's wrong with that? That's a good idea.
We had that discussion about, like, all your tabs.
Open tabs, bro?
And I said, that's one too many.
Like, no, that's a lot.
That's a lot, bro.
That's a lot.
What do I got?
But
right
I currently have.
Oh, sorry, that's a lot of information. I'm always learning. I'm always evolving.
19 tabs are open, but I mean, I bet you about 4 of them are the same one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true that.
19 tabs. What about you, though?
Go ahead.
No, exactly.
Currently, I have 10 tabs open on Safari.
Yeah.
And 8 of them are just tracking parcels that I ordered on eBay.
Holy jeez.
We stumbled across another problem.
And that's not even all of them.
that's about a third.
Yeah. But does she know?
They're gifts for her, right, Tom?
Yeah, they're sure. Probably gifts for her.
They're all 3X, 4X jerseys for her.
That's right.
All right, we'll leave that little bit. We'll let everyone kind of feast on that with their mind and think about what they think.
Some brain food
for kind
you.
What kind of animals they want to bring back and so forth. Let's move on with a little bit of Don Romero, a little bit of music.
Can you bring back my grandma?
Actually, dude, no. Okay. Don Romero coming up next. Break the Fall. Actually, isn't that how she went? Couldn't break her fall, right? Don Romero.
Her hip did.
Break the Fall, Broken Records. You're listening to the Medicine Wheel of Music here in CKUW.
Just puttered out hard. I mean, really.
Turn it up and enjoy yourself. Grab a beer and chug it.
I was walking memory lane, scrolling through my phone, looking at our children, they make this house a home. When I see those faces, it brings tears to my eyes. I miss the way it was, I can't believe how fast time flies. That's alright, that's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. I got to watch them grow up now. I got to watch them leave. Sometimes they're gonna stumble. Sometimes they're gonna fall. Just like when they were children, learning how to walk. I'm still here. To break
hate to fall. I remember when they were crawling, when a good night's sleep was red. Fingerprints on every window and toys on every stair. Some days it was chaos, we tried hard to keep it clean. And now I see it different, fingerprints are memories. But that's alright, that's okay, that's the way it's supposed to be. I got to watch them grow up now, I gotta watch them leave. Sometimes they're gonna stumble, sometimes they're gonna fall. Just like when they were children, learning how to walk, I'm still here to break the fall. Everyone keeps saying you're gonna want these days back, 'cause one day they'll grow up and let go. That's alright, that's okay, that's the way it's supposed to be. I got to watch them grow up now, I got to watch them leave. Sometimes they're gonna stumble, sometimes they're gonna fall. Just like when they were children, learning how to walk.
Just wanna talk about
Welcome back. You listen to the Medicine Wheel of Music. I'm Jesse. He's Tone. How's, he's on the phone.
Selling stonks.
Selling stonks.
Sell, sell, sell.
We're listening to a little bit of Rat Detective Boogie. Yeah, there's some weird playlists on YouTube, dude. I don't understand it, but I'm a fan.
This rat is like in some sort of like dingy sewer looking area. He's got this yellow trench coat.
Yeah, like
holding a pistol in the air because he's about to arrest someone, or he's like
just blast off. Probably not asking any questions, to be honest.
Like, you've stolen your last piece of cheese.
Yeah, yeah. You messed with the wrong rat.
You messed with the wrong rat,
or something like that. I'm probably something pretty cool.
Rat with a gat.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Probably not.
Oh, okay, all right.
How do you spell empanina? There it is.
You...
No, no.
Are...
No, not wrong right off the bat.
Okay.
All right, we're listening to a little bit of Don Amaro today, yeah. Where we had been. We just finished off the EP.
Dude, that last little track there, man. You got you.
Wasn't even him.
Nope.
Nope, actually, I got you there. I got you. So we ran out of songs because it's only a 6 EP, right?
Oh.
So we had to play a little bit of something new. And that was actually Morgan Tony, that last track.
Morgan Tony.
Arm of Gold. And that's actually a new album.
Oh, cool.
Which is great. So maybe something we'll be hearing in the future.
Dude, that got your Métis juices flowing.
Dude, every time I hear that, it reminds me of my grandma's place. Yeah. Just smoke in the air.
Yeah.
People in the, cramped up in the kitchen.
Shag carpet.
And just... Everyone's got a guitar.
You know those old couches that grandparents have? It's like those big fluffy ones, you know? It has like that weird design on it.
That classic, those blankets that come with it? Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about, the fabric. It's hard to explain, but I totally know it. I think like, everyone's seen those.
Has like wood kind of like armrests like on the front of it, you know what I mean?
Dude, I think she had exactly that. Dude.
Yeah, man, that's every freaking 90 kids... You know, grandparents' house.
I think they offered them out for free in the 50s or something for everyone to have one. So that was a little bit of Morgan Tony. We'll play a little bit of him in the future because I'm always a fan of the fiddle music. Mm-hmm. Like Tony was saying, it was really getting my toe tapping. Yeah. Toe tapping. We're going to move on swiftly into a little bit of the whether you like it or not.
Ooh,
let's just hit the the old music that really signifies.
Mm.
What I'm about to be doing here.
Ladies.
All right. I got a little tickle in my throat here.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Help!
Okay, cold.
Here we go. Whether you like it or not, coming at you right now. This is the weather. Whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. This is the weather, whether you like it or not. Brought coming at you right here, right now. Brought to you by none other... than Goblin Energy Drink.
There it is.
Are you thirsty? drink Goblin Energy Drink. We're also another sponsor we have is Cock Socks.
What?
Cock Socks. Put them on your feet. I mean, put them on your meat. Not for your feet. Cock Socks.
I gotta get a pair. Do they have those in small?
I have them an extra small, my friend.
Good.
For friends like you. Here we go. Right off the bat before I start talking. Really nice out. There is barely any ice on the ground out there.
I love it.
On the walk up to the...